Philips Simple P LCD serving here. Today's date is 11/6/11/18/2024. Dictation is for Mary George. George spells G E O R G E. Mary spells M A R Y. Date of birth is 08/05/1964. This is a 60-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Mary has a history of morbid obesity, ventral hernia, diabetes, non-insulin dependent, is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill. She stays since her last visit. She has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care today. She says she just wants to have her A1C checked and refused to have any other labs drawn, period. In the next paragraph, she says that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. She indicated that she is scheduled to have a hernia repair. She's already been evaluated by a general surgeon, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert, oriented, more obese young lady. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99%. Rumor, blood pressure is 181 over 114. Pulse 88, respiration 18, temperature. Correction, temperature was not taken. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, foot range of motion, no rigidity, no mandibular signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, previous bar of abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, reducible ventral hernia, present, no tenderness to palpation, period. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, full range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, tennis, three, cranial nerves, three, tennis, normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affected, normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan, assessment of one's ventral hernia. Without complication, is reducible. Assessment number two, obesity. The patient had a discussion with glucose control and diet. Assessment number three, hypertension. Her blood pressure today is 181 over 114. She says she's been out of her medication and needs refill today. She takes irbesartan, 150 milligrams. That medication is refilled today, 1 PO daily for 60 days. Number 60, she requests to have two separate prescriptions, one for 30 days and then one for 60 days. Next paragraph, the following medication will refill: metformin, sustained release, 1,000 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 60 days, number 120. Then she received metformin, sustained release, 1,000 milligrams, 1 PO daily BID for 30 days, number 60. Next medication, irbesartan, 150 milligrams. She received 1 PO daily for 60 days, and then the second prescription for 1 PO daily for 30 days. Next medication, glialaxide, spells G-L-I-C-L-A-Z-I-D-E, extended release, 90 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 60 days, number 60. Then a second prescription for same medication, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Next medication, dapagliflozin. It spells D-A-P-A-G-L-I-F-L-O-Z-I-N, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 60 days, then a second prescription for the same medication for 1 PO daily for 30 days. Next medication, no more patient, labs were drawn today, labs were drawn only for A1C patients, says she does not have the funds for any more labs. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, she says she has none. End of dictation.